Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Good morning. Welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys, and I want to thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just check, look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and you can become a fan. You want to become a fan because today I'm giving away Amazon gift card, so you want to become a fan or follow to find out how to win. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Wow, you guys, close to 83,000 downloads of the podcast. I cannot believe it. It's wonderful. I believe this is my great guest on the line right now. You are going to be seeing her in an upcoming season of VH1's Single Ladies, which returns in May. She's going to be playing Taylor Tillman. And I'll just have her talk to you a little bit more about what, who she is and what she's going to be doing. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Hi, Michelle.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you great. Can you hear me fine?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in today. So, wow, VH1 Single Ladies. Ooh, hot, hot, hot.
I'm so excited. It's such a fun show to be on. I'm super excited.
I mean, you get to wear all kinds of clothes. I mean, the guys are hot. I mean, what? I wouldn't mind kissing some of the guys that are on the show.
I have to say, it's a wet girl's dream, really.
And so it says that you're Malcolm's new girlfriend. Now, how much
yeah.
can you give away? I mean, because, what's, I mean, really?
Well, you know, to be honest, we weren't given much background about how that came to be. You know, I kind of just turned up in the second episode. So, you know, she's a pretty much a diva. She's like a rich, rich socialite in Atlanta, and she's working her way up the ladder to, you know, marry rich and powerful and kind of create this empire for herself and Malcolm. So she's just kind of like come in and is Keisha's new nemesis. So it's really fun to say the least.
I don't know if I want to be the one to go against Lisa Ray, because she looks like she might slice a girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, take your earrings off and be like, hold my earrings with my Vaseline and let's get to it, you know? But now, I hear accents, so I want to talk a little bit about the beginnings of your career. I was told that you were born in South Africa, but you guys moved to Australia. So talk to me about growing up in Australia.
It was fun. I mean, I had like a, you know, I grew up in a very small town, just outside Sydney, and, you know, it was a really idyllic upbringing, I have to say, like, you know, very small beach town, you know, I have nothing to compare.
What about the kangaroos? We have to talk about the kangaroos. I mean, I don't see kangaroos. Did you actually see kangaroos while you were?
Well, I did, because, you know, my town was kind of in the country, so there was lots of wildlife around. We actually lived right next to a national park, so, you know, we did see the odd kangaroo on the side of the road, unfortunately. But, there was lots of, you know, a very peaceful setting, obviously
mm-hmm.
the beach and everything, and it was nice. I mean, I guess the only thing about it was that it was pretty isolated at that time. I mean, now it's much more kind of cosmopolitan because, you know, the population's grown and everything, but
mm-hmm.
back when I was growing up, it was very, you know, it was pretty isolated. The trains only came, like, once every 2 hours. You know, if you missed the bus, you had to wait, like, all day for the next one.
Oh, my God. But, let's talk a little bit about your transition. Let's talk about your transition from how did you get from Australia and now to America? Did you first come to LA, or where were you first when you came over to the States?
Well, I'd been on vacation to the States a couple of times before I actually moved to LA. But I was working. I had a friend who was doing a lot of extra work in Sydney when I was a teenager, and so I started doing extra work with her, and then that kind of transitioned into auditioning for commercials. And at that time, a lot of American companies were had production offices in Sydney, and they were, you know, filming a lot in Sydney because of it was much cheaper for them. So I was doing a lot of American commercials, and I started taking acting classes to kind of, you know, get more commercial work. And I just really fell in love with acting and kind of decided that that's the career that I wanted to pursue. And I auditioned.
Are you sure about that? You know, that's a crazy career. I mean, you know, people say, okay, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be an engineer, maybe I'll be a plumber. I mean, they're like pretty steady tracks, you know, like how much money you might get. But when you wake up in the morning and say, I want to be an actress, or, you know, I want to be a dancer or anything in the arts, people are usually, like, nervous or scared. Were your parents, your family supportive? Or was it like, do you really want to do that? Were they questioning you?
Well, you know, the thing about Australia is that it's not an entertainment, there's not an entertainment industry there, really. So nobody really knows. You know, it's kind of like you say you want to be an actor and everyone's really excited and they're like, oh, wow, that's so great and crazy and, like, good luck and, you know, hope you make it kind of thing.
Nobody knows any different.
They don't know, like, that, you know, you know, what we know over here. You know, it's just kind of an exciting thing. And, you know, my parents were very supportive. They just were excited that, you know, I said, you know, well, I tried to get into acting school in Sydney and I failed miserably. And then my teacher suggested that I come to LA to study for, you know, for 6 months or however long as I could to, you know, just kind of get started. And so that's when I decided to come to LA to study. But, you know, everybody was really excited and supportive. And, you know, I'd already been to college and got my degree and had been working and stuff. So nobody really cared too much about, you know, my plan B.
Yeah, you went to school for graphic design. Do you still do any graphic design for people, or are you just all focused now on the acting?
You know, I don't do design professionally anymore, but it's come in handy. It's come in handy definitely in a lot of areas, like, you know, making your websites and being, you know, these days you have to be so computer literate with, like, Twitter and Facebook and, like, all that stuff. So it's definitely come in handy, even, like, video editing, like, cutting together your reel and, like, posting videos online, like, all that stuff. We kind of, you know, we're trained to do so. It's definitely
coming. Who do you look up to in terms of acting? Who are your role models that you like? Wow, if I could get a chance, I would love to be in a scene with them.
You know, I really admire Halle Berry. I really do, because she's kind of been a role model for me growing up, in that, you know, she was the first kind of black woman to kind of do a lot of roles that weren't specifically just like in black movies.
For African,
you know, she was kind of like really the first kind of person to be able to cross over, and she's an amazing actress, I think. So that was kind of like my role model growing up. But I love a lot of Australian actors. I love Kate Blanchett because she's so versatile. You know, I love Meryl Streep, of course, because she's just can do everything. And
what about Hugh Jackman? I'm in love with Hugh Jackman. Wait a second, we have to mention Hugh Jackman. That's my second husband. He doesn't know it yet, but he's my second husband.
Oh, really? I haven't met him. Hopefully I'll meet him soon, but yeah, he's very talented, I have to say.
Oh, he's very talented and very hot and sexy. We can say it. It's okay. That's not a legal word. So now you became the face of a Resident Evil character, Sheva Alomar. How did that happen? Somebody called you? How did you get that gig to be the model?
Yeah,
for that?
It was so random. I was doing some modeling here in LA, and my agent just sent me on an audition, and I actually didn't know what it was for. I knew it was like a print job, but I had no idea, and I just turned up and they took some photos, and then when I got the job, they basically said that it was for Resident Evil and that it was, you know, all top secret because it's the new version coming out and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a nice surprise. I had no idea that was what I was in for. So
now, do you hope to do other images or be models? Have you been approached to do other modeling for, like series like that or games?
I would love to. I mean, if they, you know, asked me to do something, it would be a dream. It would be amazing. Actually, I think I would just love to, like, be able to collect my action figures. It's the biggest ego boost, I have to say. But,
it is.
Yeah, no, it's so fun, you know. It's so fun to see yourself, like, you know, in a game and, like, have people play you. And I'm just
mm-hmm.
very flattering.
So how have you dealt with the celebrity-ness of, you know, people now maybe recognizing you from the game. Now you're going to be on VH1 Single Ladies. I mean, that's a really hot show with some great actresses. How do you balance, you know, not getting a head so big you can't get through the door? What do? Do you do yoga? Do you just take a run? What are some things you do?
I do yoga. I do a lot of yoga. And I do run as well. I haven't really experienced that yet. Like, I don't think, you know, people don't kind of recognize me from the game. At all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how things will be when the show comes out, when the next season starts playing. But, you know, for me, it's just, you know, I just love working and it's just really a job, you know. It's like a really great job that I love to do. So if somebody does
mm-hmm.
recognize me, that's amazing. I mean, I would be so appreciative that, you know, that they would be happy to meet me or, you know, an autograph or something. That would be so exciting.
All right, we got to do some fun stuff here, okay? So I'm going to ask you a couple quick questions, and you just tell me what comes to your mind first. So are you a soda gal or a water gal?
Water.
Water. Peanut butter or jelly or turkey and cheese?
Turkey and cheese.
Would you rather fly across the country or take the train across the country?
Oh, fly.
Fly. Are you a cat person or a dog person?
A cat person.
I grew up with cats like almost all my life. They can get a little crazy. They're very territorial, you know.
Well, I think for me, the dogs, I just can't deal with like the saliva and the hair and like the, you know, it's
you know
just, like
you
a
know
smudge.
That juicy kiss.
It's like
oh
cats,
my God.
Cats are cool because they're quiet and they're soft and furry and they kind of take care of themselves, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's see. Don Cheadle or The Rock? Which one?
In what for what reason?
Oh, to go on a date. Let's just say go on a date. Who are you going to go date with? The Rock or Don Cheadle?
Oh. Could I get Don Cheadle in The Rock? That would be great.
Sure. I love it. Look, I already told you that Hugh Jackman's my second husband. So if you want to have a date with two guys, you know. That's totally cool with me. So now, what else are you working on? You did the VH1 Single Ladies. Are you going to be extending that more than a couple of shows, or are you doing another show right now?
Yeah, I'll definitely be going back to Single Ladies. I think we're shooting the 8th episode as we speak. And they haven't killed me off yet, so I'll be coming back.
Yay!
And then I have a film coming out called Teeth and Blood, which is a horror vampire film. In the next few months, and also another indie film called Verlaine. Now it's pilot season, so it's just, you know, it's a really busy, crazy time kind of auditioning
right.
a lot for the different TV shows that are being pitched. So it's exciting time, busy time.
So who would you love to do a show with? You mentioned Halle Berry being a great role model to you. Who else in the industry that maybe you just would love to do a scene with?
I would really love to work with Don Cheadle, actually. I really like his show,
mm-hmm.
House of Fires. I think he's an amazing actor. I would really love to work with him. And I also really love that show, Shameless, because I love William H. Macy. I would love to be in that.
Yeah,
I guess anything
so any,
on HBO would be great.
Anything on HBO? Okay, we're putting a shout out to HBO right now. Anything on HBO? Michelle would like to get a call. So if you're
yes.
listening, and you're an executive there, please call Michelle, any agent. Well, Michelle, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show today. I wish you a lot of success. Stay away from the dogs, you know, the animal kind and the human kind.
Thanks so much for it. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, come back on when you, you know, wrap up your movie that's coming out. I'd love to talk to you and maybe some of the other cast about that, and just stay in touch, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Saturday. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Everybody, that was just actress Michelle Vandewater. She's going to be on the new season of VH1 Single Ladies. You want to check it out? They're at VH1.com and look up Single Ladies. It's a hot show with some really hot actresses. If you're a dude, you'll get a lot of eye candy. But if you're a gal, you get a lot of eye candy, too. Some great guys on there. Malcolm, who's going to be her boyfriend on the show. You know, I just need a cool glass of water just thinking about him. Well, thank you so much, you guys, for listening to the show. You can follow me on Twitter.com/JoyKeys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And also send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I also want to encourage you to check out getting colon cancer screenings. This month is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. I just did a show previously with Dr. Dorado Brooks. He's the director of prostate and colorectal cancer at the American Cancer Society. And also Caroline Aldege. She's the president of Prevent Cancer Foundation. They do a lot of wonderful research, grants, conferences to help prevent all types of cancer, not just colorectal cancer. So please, I encourage you to get your screenings. Have a wonderful Saturday. And follow, because I'm giving away Amazon gift cards. So if you want to find out how to win, you got to follow @JoyKeys or become a fan on Facebook. Have a great Saturday.
Hi, this is Terrence Howard. My mother was the cornerstone of our family. She shaped me as an actor, a musician, as a human being. So when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, it was like our whole family got cancer. And she died when she was only 56, so this is personal. Now hopefully my heartbreak is your wake-up call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but you can prevent this disease. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. I've been screened. If you think that you're at an increased risk like I am, ask your doctor when to start screening. And if you're 50 or older, get screened. I don't have my mother anymore. So please, do everything that you can to stay around for yourself and for your family. Screening saves lives.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.